Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square on the 13th of July 2009 at 1:42 in the afternoon. If I could ask you to state your name, your surname, how old you are, and also where you come from, please.
Okay, my name's Katie Lewis, I'm 21, and I'm Kettering in Northamptonshire.
Thank you very much. How was it you first found out about the One Another?
Well, I was at university and my mum found a clipping in the local paper and she sent it to me because I was interested in getting involved in the Waste Man that Anthony Gormley did last year, but I was a bit late in finding out about it, so when she saw this she sent it to me and was like, do you want to get involved?
So what was your inspiration or motivation into applying?
Pretty much that, basically, that I was interested in everything that he's done before, and I'm very interested in public art because I'm doing an art course at university. And I was just really interested in getting involved.
What is it that you're going to do when you're on the pin?
I'm not really sure. I'm still unsure of exactly what I'm going to do. But I've brought my camera because I'm interested in people and the way people act and move, and also the power of words. So I'm going to kind of think of my emotions and thoughts and feelings while I'm up there, and also the others that are around me, looking at me and watching me. But instead I'm going to be watching them and they're going to be my focus. So kind of reverse it around. So, and I've brought my book to read because I love reading, so just to chill out basically, a time to reflect, I think. I haven't really brought anything extravagant to do.
And what is it about Anthony Gormley's work that's particularly significant or important to you?
I don't know if it's exactly important to me, but I'm interested in a broad range of artists and always looking at different ones to inspire my own work. And I also feel with his, the way he gets people involved and the public involved, and he doesn't really care what they do, he wants to show us off rather than being all about himself and all about his own work. And I just feel like it's so diverse, the fact that he's doing this and getting as many people involved is a really good idea and a really good way of showing Britain as it is. So sorry, I'm very nervous.
What kind of reaction are you expecting?
I don't know. I just hope no one shouts at me. At the minute, that's what I'm nervous about. But I'm kind of more worried about my own reaction and how I'm going to feel when I'm up there, more so than everybody else. I know it sounds very selfish, but I don't know.
So what kind of emotions are you experiencing an hour and a quarter before you go up on the plinth?
I'm very nervous, very, very nervous at the minute. I think I'll be alright once I get up there, but just because I don't know what I'm going to do, and normally I'm very prepared and organised and I'm not, so I don't like not knowing what to do and how to react, so I'm sure I'll be fine once I'm up there.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I don't know, really. I'd say I can be quite confident and independent, but if I'm doing something out of my depth, I can become very nervous and very different. But if I'm doing something to do with my work and my university course, I know my stuff, if you know what I mean, so then I'll be really confident. But I think I'm quite an easygoing person, very open-minded to different experiences and trying new things, so that's why, another reason why I wanted to get involved. Something I've never done before, so good experience to try out.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
Myself, I think, more so than anybody else. I haven't really told many people that I'm coming because I was a bit worried that I'd chicken out at the last minute, but I just want to see how I feel while I'm up there because I've never been and done something like this. And I just feel like the feelings that I feel when I'm up there I can translate into a piece of work of my own. So it's all about experiences and trying new things.
So what kind of ideas have you got for work at this stage before you've actually been up on the plinth? What kind of work are you expecting to create post-plinth?
I'm not really sure because my work's very 3D based, so you can look at it and think, oh yeah, that's nice, or something like that, but people don't always want to know the depth behind it or the story behind it, but I have to have something behind it to make me want to make it. So from the outlook, people probably won't know what it's about, but because I normally make jewellery and kind of accessories, so to do it I'd have to have a background story around it, and the story would be about the thing and the piece wouldn't exactly physically show what I'd done. But I like them. I'm very interested in the power of words and what words mean to people and the way things are said mean to people, And I think a lot of the work that I would do would include text in some sort of way, describing the emotions while I'm up there.
Thank you. No, so you explained a little bit about the importance of words then. You know, what words are most important to you?
I don't really know. I find every word's important. Like, it's mainly like describing how people describe themselves. Like, you ask me what I think of myself and I kind of don't really push myself forward. I'll say, well, what do other people think of me? And how would other people describe me rather than me describing myself? And I always think that's quite interesting, and the way people use conversations and statements about themselves, I always think sometimes, is that a front or are you just being yourself? And that's another reason why I kind of like just to go up there and just sit there. I don't really want to put on a show and be fake to everybody. I'd like people to see me as I am and take me as I am. But yeah, most of the words I find important are words about emotions, and sometimes people don't always want to show their emotions, so they're hiding behind a certain word that means that I'm okay, I'm fine. But it's like, are you really though? You know what I mean?
Okay, thank you. What other things are most important to you at the moment?
I don't know really. Like, my career, I've only just started uni, so I'm still kind of just started that. So that's the main thing that's big in my life. But family has always been incredibly important to me and very dear. I always put my family above anything else that I would ever do in my life. But I think they're the main things that are important to me, really, at the minute. Just expressing myself, finding out who I am.
And what hopes or fears do you have?
I don't really know. I don't have any exact hopes. I just kind of take every day as it comes and see where I end up. I know where I'd like to end up, but whether I end up there or not is not always the case, and I'd just like to see where things go. I'd like to travel and see the world, and I'd also like to do my work and have the freedom to be able to do my work without other people stopping me. And I don't think I have that many fears. Fear of dying, but that's about it. But I think everybody has that, don't they, at some point. But that's
okay.
Pretty much.
What effects are you expecting from spending an hour up on the plinth or being a part of the One Another project, if any?
What effects,
yeah. How do you think it will affect you, or how do you think it may change you?
I don't know, really. I don't know whether it depends on what happens while I'm up there to whether it changes me or not, I suppose. I think it just, from what I've seen everybody else say, it's just a nice kind of peaceful place to be, and I think it's just a nice time to reflect and see the people around you and actually look at what's out there, because like, most of the time you'll just be walking through the square and you won't really take notice of the people that are actually there. So and like the people that come out to see you, like, why are they doing that? I think those kind of things will have an effect on me, and it might make me more of a confident person and push myself forward a bit more. But I don't really know what kind of effect it's going to have on me until I've done it, I suppose, until I've been up there and had my time.
And who is it that you brought with you to support you?
Just my mum today. I haven't brought anybody. Everybody else was at work, so couldn't really get the time off to come. So they're all going to watch it on the internet instead.
Have you any other thoughts or comments on the project, or you being a part of the project as a whole?
I don't think so, really. I think those things will come out once I come down, if you know what I mean, once I've actually done it and seen it. But I do think what Anthony Gormley is doing is an amazing kind of project, just to get so many people involved and so many different people, and just letting them do what they want rather than saying you can't do this, you can't do that, like people would normally say in public art. And the fact that he doesn't really care what they do, because it's about them and as individuals, and just showing Britain off as it is.
You mentioned the diversity before.
Yeah.
What's particularly interesting to you that?
I just think it's the diversity of people that have actually applied, because I just presumed that when I applied it would all be kind of like me art students or artists themselves or like people that are interested in that. But there's been an awful lot of people that aren't even really interested in art or haven't done anything like this before, and they're advertising the charities, and I never really thought about it would be something like that, like an advertising make or something. But I think that's just really good that they've decided to join in something that they would never do before. And I never expected it to be like that when I first applied. I didn't expect there to be so much interest, if you know what I mean, as well, different things. So that's what I mean by the diversity of it.
And what impact do you think that you, would you like the project as a whole to have?
On me or on everyone?
Everyone, yeah.
I don't know, it'd probably in a good way it'd make them be more open-minded, because some people can be very shut off from things that are around them and art, and like Antonio Gormley was saying, does it have to be art? Just people are saying, well, is it art? But art is an expression itself, so whatever you do, you're expressing some sort of art. So I just think that people will realise that art's there, and like they were saying on the interview the other night, people won't necessarily go to galleries, but it's here, it's in your face, you can't not walk past it and not notice it. So in that way, it's going to make people more aware of what art is and what art can be. And I think in that way, it's going to make people become more open-minded about the world we live in and the Britain we live in, because of the diverse people that are doing it.
And what is it about art that's particularly important to you?
It's kind of my sanctuary. It takes me away from my ordinary life. When I'm doing my own work, I just suspend into some sort of different reality that's not reality. And I just have so much passion for it once I'm doing something. Like, in my ordinary life, I'm very different to how I am when I'm working, if you know what I mean. And it just helps me relax and become who I want to be and express my own personality. And it does mean an awful lot to me. It saved me from another life, if you know what I mean, that I had a few years ago. So it's been my safety.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I hope that was what you wanted.